You're listening to SBS News.
I've been homeless since I was 13. I went to school one Wednesday morning, the 28th of July, 1982, and the last thing my mum ever said was, "Goodbye, sweetie, have a nice day." And I never went home again.
That's Melbourne woman Deborah, who has struggled with homelessness from a young age. She says a so-called tiny home project is helping her turn things around.
I've got my garden out in front, and I've put stuff up all around the house, and I've tried to make it look attractive and pretty, and I'm learning here how to be stable.
Independent community agency Launch Housing is behind the idea, which has seen six tiny homes built in Melbourne's inner west on otherwise unused government land. Launch Housing Chief Executive Bevan Warner explains the idea.
Well, it's a standard home that's shrunk. It's 20 square metres inside with about 9 square metres of front and back balconies and sitting typically on a plot of land of between 60 to 90 square metres. So it's pet friendly, pets can run around, it's fenced. It's a small community tethered to a larger community. So we have six tiny homes on a big suburban block connected to neighbours, and we think it's a fantastic way to tackle chronic homelessness.
The $9 million project has been funded by philanthropists, Launch Housing and the Victorian Property Fund. There is approval to build a total of 57 small homes. The housing is permanent and people are chosen from the Victorian Housing Register waitlist. Tenants pay social rent, so are only charged a maximum of 30% of their income. Mr. Warner is urging local governments to utilise land that would otherwise go to waste.
And what we want is government at all levels, local government, state, federal government, to make that land available to organisations like ours to ensure that we can provide permanent housing solutions and pull people straight through from living on the streets in cars, bypassing crisis accommodation and straight into a permanent housing solution, which we know is important for overcoming the problem.
Awareness of the project coincides with Homelessness Week, which focuses on the 116,000 Australians who are homeless every night. National housing campaign group Everybody's Home has analysed investment in social housing. It found investment in the issue will have fallen by $96 million in real terms by next year. Everybody's Home spokesperson Kate Colvin says she supports the Tiny Homes Initiative, and she's also calling for a bipartisan national action plan to end homelessness in Australia by 2030.
Look, we need a national action plan to end homelessness that includes more investment in social housing and that also includes the supports that people need to end homelessness. So that might be support to exit a violent relationship or support with having an adequate income.
Ms. Colvin is urging everyday Australians to write to their MPs to demand action on homelessness. Hannah Sinclair, SBS News.